All right, everybody, guess who's back with a brand new episode of the Cult Horror Podcast. It's your boy Cultic, a.k.a. Casey. I'm going to just keep it real. I ain't going to play no characters or anything like that. So it's been a while since I've obviously done a podcast. I've been busy with moving, thinking I was going to move to Indiana, but I didn't. So I'm still staying here in the North Carolina area. So I've been looking at some things about for future episodes and whatnot. Talked to a buddy about starting a rock wrestling podcast, and I've also talked about making a rock podcast as well, like rock metal and all that. But I still will elaborate to the horror podcast. So, you know, there really hadn't been too many new horror movies that's come out lately. Of course, obviously, we have the brand new Halloween Ends that comes out next month in October. Perfect for the Halloween season. But other than that, we really hadn't had too many horror movies that's come out. But there is a great horror video game that has came out. And that is The Quarry, if I'm saying that right. The Quarry or whatever. Okay, so this game, for all those video game enthusiasts out there that are big fans of, like, Until Dawn, some Dark, I forget those other video games, but basically it has the butterfly effect. Every decision you make changes the outcome of the game and how the game will be portrayed and how the game will end. There's so many different outcomes to this game. Now, I love games like this, and I think whoever came up with the idea of making a horror video game where you're basically playing a horror movie, an interactive movie, whoever thought of that was pure genius. Because I was a big fan of Until Dawn. And ever since Until Dawn on the PS4 came out, I have been like wanting another game that captures that fun factor, captures that experience. And, you know, there really hasn't been another game that's come out that's quite, you know, captured that like The Quarry has. Okay, The Quarry has an all-star cast. It has a lot of famous horror actors and actresses from other horror movies. My personal favorite being in that is Lance Henriksen. If you guys know him, he was in Aliens, Alien 3, Pumpkinhead. I mean, he's been in a lot of horror movies. So anyways, long story short, The Quarry is a phenomenal video game. It's basically an interactive movie. Everything that you do changes the outcome of the game. And it's kind of, the story basically goes about where it's the last weekend of summer, they're wrapping up camp. It's in upstate New York. They're wrapping up camp. The camp counselors are actually, you know, having one last party, one last hoorah before the summer ends. Well, the thing is, David Arquette's also in that. I almost forgot to mention that one as well. And basically the story unfolds, it's a werewolf story, which I'm a huge fan of werewolves. I have said countless times that they need to make more werewolf movies. They need to make more werewolf video games. They need to do more stuff with werewolves, which they do not. So this is pretty cool that this has like an Until Dawn, you know, vibe to it with the whole butterfly effect, but you throw in werewolves in it. So, I mean, automatically, I'm going to be a fan of this no matter what. But the game has 8 chapters. Once you play it through, you can play it through again and change the outcome of every single time the way you play. Now, it does have a multiplayer feature. I've not really tried it out. Don't really know how it works. But I will tell you, as a horror fan, this is a must-play game. Especially if you love the whole vibe, the whole story. I mean, it's kind of got like a Friday the 13th vibe mixed with werewolves. You know, from start to finish, whenever I picked up this game, I was very excited about this. And when I read about it months ago, I was very excited about it. And I was like, oh man, I cannot wait to get that game. So when it finally came out, I bought it the day of, and I kid you not, people, I about played the whole entire game that first night I got it, because I just could not put down the controller. I mean, the story just like really captures you. It really intrigues you. You want to see the outcomes of the characters. You want to see if they're going to live. You want to see if they're going to die. You want to see if the decision you make keeps them alive or the decision you make winds them up dead. The whole entire experience of the game is phenomenal, and it does have a very creepy vibe. There is some parts in it that actually made me jump that I was not expecting at all. So it really caught me by surprise with some of those. But nevertheless, this game is a phenomenal game for all horror enthusiasts, all horror fans. I mean, even if you're not a video gamer and you just like to play or watch horror movies and you're big into horror, I would buy a video game system just for a console or a PC, whatever you prefer. I would buy one just for this game alone if I was a horror fan. This is probably one of the best interactive horror video games that they have made of all time, in my opinion. It is the only game that holds a candle to Until Dawn. In my opinion, I actually think this game surpasses Until Dawn. It's basically, if you wanted The Quarry in a nutshell, it's basically a love letter to Until Dawn. Awesome game. Phenomenal game for horror fans, for video gamers, whatever it is that you enjoy in that aspect. It is a great game. I could not put it down. All-star horror cast, great story, keeps you really intrigued. Honestly, if I had to give this video game, and this is a person speaking that's a horror fan and also a gamer, if I had to give this game a review, I would give it 1 out of 10. A solid 9. I was not disappointed in this game. I've already beat the game once. And I'm playing it back through the second time. I meant to put out a review earlier when it came out back in June. I just hadn't got around to doing it. So I figure, what the heck? Everybody's been asking me about the podcast. Everybody's been asking me about future episodes. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go ahead and release another episode. But I was like, I don't really know what to cover. And I thought, what better than The Quarry? Great game. I will be doing another episode on the Evil Dead video game. I've not gotten around to really experiencing that one. I have played it, but I've not played it enough to really give my honest opinion on it. But for all you horror enthusiasts out there, if you're really looking for a great horror game to play around the Halloween season, October season, or even if you just want to play a horror game just in general, you cannot go wrong with The Quarry. The Quarry is available for PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X. You can get those, you can pick it up anywhere, you can download it on the digital store, whatever you want to do, but you will not be disappointed in this game. So anyways, that's going to wrap this episode of the Cult Horror Podcast. I will be releasing more episodes in the future, but I wanted to let you guys know that I am coming back. All right, keep all things horror, keep all things metal.